so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Oh yeah, that is Asleep the Wheel, doing what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM. KBSHLP, we boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, former resident of Morgan's Point and Austin, Texas. Thanks for tuning in tonight, whether you're on the radio dial, the app, or streaming on thevoiceofvashon.org. Well, tonight's show is the second in a series of shows highlighting the Austin Music Awards from 2021 through 2024. And the awards are sponsored by the Austin Chronicle and chosen by the people in and around Austin. Some of the artists you're going to hear tonight you may recognize from prior Boogie Back shows. Others we haven't played before, and that's really the fun part of it for me, both the old and the new together. We are going to start off with a little 12-bar blues, leading off with a fast one, and then we're going to slide on into a slow one. Here's Eve Montsees, the 23-24 Guitar Player of the Year, and Mr. Devil.
Guitar. Oh, take me to the crossroads, man, come on. sitting down thinking about an old friend that I used to hate. I'm sitting down thinking about an old friend that I used to have.
That song was a twofer. That's right, Mike Flanagan and West Texas Blues. And Mike Flanagan is the winner of the 23-24 miscellaneous category. That was for the B3 organ, and that was Mike on vocals in the B3. The guitar player was Sue Foley, who just happened to be the 22-23 Blues Player of the Year, as well as Guitar Player of the Year. West Texas Blues is a title cut of Mike's 2024 album. He was from Denton, Texas, near Dallas, but he moved to Austin in 1991 and became a member of Antone's house band that year. He's played with seemingly everybody. Jimmy and Stevie Ray Vaughan, ZZ Top, Steve Miller, Cindy Cashdollar, Sue Foley, whom you just heard, and the list goes on. And before that, we heard the 23-24 Guitar Award winner of the year, and that was Eve Bontzis with her band The Exiles and Mr. Devil. And he was showing off her resonator guitar chops. She was born in Houston, but she moved to Austin when she was about 8, and she met Gary Clark Jr. when she was 9 or 10, and they started playing guitar with him when she was about 12. Interestingly, her husband and drummer Mike Buck used to play with the Fabulous Thunderbirds and was with the Leroy Brothers and has played with a whole bunch of other Austin musicians. And in 2001, Buck and Eve and Speedy Sparks and Grady Pinkerton, two other guitar players, formed Eve and the Exiles. And Eve and Buck and a guy named Forrest Koprock bought the famed Antone's record shop from Susan Antone in 2009. And that's a place that Eve hung out from at the time she was about 14. I'm liking the blues rock, so we're going to hear back going to a little bit of rock right now, and it is Spoon and Wild.
So
That was Spoon with Wild from their award-winning album Lucifer on the Sofa, released in 2022. That was their 10th studio album and was nominated for Best Rock Album at the 65th Grammy Awards. They originally formed in 1993, but they've had a whole pretty significantly revolving number of band members over time. And they're always too consistent. The founders, Britt Daniels on lead vocals and guitar, and Jim Eno on drums. You are listening to Inside Scoops and winners of the Austin Music Awards from about 2021 through 2024 here on Boogie Back to Texas. We are streaming, of course, on the voiceofvashon.org and the app. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, on the 101.9 FM dial.
VOV programming support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, and signature cocktails in an historic 125-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island, on the web at thsrestaurant.com.
Support for Voice of Vashon is provided by Palouse Winery. Award-winning wines are available for tasting on their covered patio noon to 5 Friday through Sunday. For private event inquiries, to see the music schedule, or to make a reservation, visit PalouseWinery.com.
Well, thanks to our underwriters. Thanks to all you folks who are listening out there and those of you who support the Voice of Vashon with your wallet or checkbook or credit card. We really appreciate that a lot. Next up, we're going to switch gears, as is often the case here on Boogie Back. We're going to move to the 22-23 Strings Award winner, Warren Hood. But we're first. We are going to go back to 1997 and a 14-year-old Warren Hood playing with his father's band, the Troubadours, Warren and Champ Hood.
This river like the back of my hand. Well, I used to come down here with my old man. There's a rope swing yonder around the bend. But let me wet my line before you jump in. I got two water ducks sitting in the trunk. The one full of shine got next
on the front. I brought a D-18, a fiddle and a bow. Well, we can pick by the fire when the sun gets low. This river runs through my veins, flowing steady like a southern rain. Feel that mud between my toes, and let the cool water bless my soul. Oh, it's been too long, my friend. It feels so good being home again. Well, the last big flood came in 83. Was born that spring, they blamed it on me. And now the water's low, they can't raise no cane. But the farmers say I bring the rain. And those clouds rolling in, they're dark and gray. They're the kind that run those folks away. But I'm jumping in, come rain or shine. River grown on me like a good tonight. This river runs through my veins, slowing steady like a southern rain. Feel that mud between my toes, and let cool water bless my soul. Take care of business, you be firm but kind, and put your family first and you'll be just fine. And one more thing Paul said before he died, you gotta make a little time for fishing on the side.
The Warren Hood Band and This River. That was recorded live at Studio 1A of KUTX. Warren's band for this one included Willie Pippin on guitar, Roe on bass, Jordan Cook on drums, and Emily Gipple on piano and backup vocals. Emily is the 21-22 Pianist of the Year. She opened with Warren on fiddle, sitting in with his father's band on Troubadour at age 14. Warren comes by his musical capabilities, honestly, as you could tell. Champ played in Uncle Walt's band, and he's been playing in Austin since the 70s. Warren started playing classical violin at 11. He played with the Austin Symphony as a soloist while still in high school, and he toured with Charlie Robison on the side. He's got a scholarship to Berklee College of Music, and he earned the coveted String Achievement Award there. He went back to Austin, played as a sideman with a whole bunch of people, Joe Ely, Alejandro Escovedo, And then he informed his own band. Someone asked him the difference between a violin and a fiddle. He said it depends on how you roll your R's. He's had various residencies at different clubs around Austin for the past couple decades. His band only has one record out that I can find. Warren Hood Band, produced by Charlie Sexton, released in 2013, and I'm getting a hold of that one too. You listen to some mighty fine Austin musicians who won Austin Music Awards between 21 and 24. Here on Boogie Back to Texas, I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. Well, since we are in the heartless, in the folk country Americana world, let's continue with the Folk Bluegrass Award winner from 22-23, The Deer, and their song, Take Flight. Thank you. That was the Heartless Bastards with Hello from their album A Beautiful Life. And if you didn't figure out that that has to do with the damage that we are doing with our overconsumption and the ecological damage of that, just take a look at that video for that. That'll be pretty clear. Heartless Bastard, the band, originated in Cincinnati, Ohio, Terry's and my city of origin. And the lead singer and only consistent member of the band is Erica Wennerstrom. In Ohio, they had a couple albums, and then they moved to Austin. And A Beautiful Life is the fourth album that they've released while they've been in Austin. They started out as kind of a blues punk rock band, and this album seems pretty far away from that in terms of style, but not message, as Erica has always been concerned with consumerism and the divide between the haves and the have-nots. Before Heartless Bastards, we heard The Deer and Take Flight from their album On the Essence of the Indomitable Spirit, their second album that was released in 2015. That sounded to me like a little bit like Harangbin at the beginning and in the middle there with some guitar parts. The Deer got started in San Marcos, Texas, about a half hour south of Austin, and Grace Rowland is the lead singer. Her bandmates are Jesse Otis Dalton, Michael McLeod, Alan Eckert, and Noah Jeffries. And I like where this band is going with this album. And the album is called The Beautiful Undead. We're going to hear more from them in future shows. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas, streaming on thevoiceofashon.org. And we are on the app, and we're at 101.9 on your FM dial for those of you driving around in your car. I am your host, Jeff Fletcher. We are playing winners of the Austin Music Awards from 2022, 2023, and 2023-24. Thanks for listening.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's Green Credit Union, practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at psccu.org.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
Well, once again, thanks to our supporters, underwriters, everybody out there. What a great community we have. We're going to slow it down just a tad in this next set, leading off with the 21-22 winner of the Folk Bluegrass Award, David Ramirez, in his song, The Bad Days.
Gonna be days when you hate me. It's gonna be days when I make you mad. It's gonna be days that you don't know what we'll do. Maybe some days you wish you could take it all back. It's gonna be days when the love is so thin, the days are a game that we just can't win. There's gonna be days you might wanna be free. There's gonna be days when you hate me, but hold on strong. And don't let go. We'll carry on. I know we can find a way. 'Cause you're still my girl in the bad days. Oh. Gonna be days I haven't seen you for months. Nights when my lover is a basement club. There's gonna be weeks when you're all alone. chained to their open room. And I hope the years that we come up short are swallowed by the years that we make it work. And I pray the times that our love is sweet outweigh the days that you hate. But hold on strong and don't let go. We'll carry on, I know we can find a way. 'Cause you're still my girl in the bad days. Ooh, the bad.
He's more than just a decent man, best friend I ever had. When you're shooting at a coffee can, a 38 don't kick that bad. But it kicks right through my bones every second of every day, clacking by like cobblestones under broken wheels. And if the truth be known, I wasn't doing that well. I wasn't paying attention. I brought it on myself, and I blamed it on the gods that seemed to smile on everybody else. I got so inside out, I didn't know what was real. My fields are empty now. My ground won't take the plow. It's washed down to gravel and stones. It's only good for burying bones. I took the pistol off the wall. Somebody hollered, put it back. Sit down, Dad, before you fall down. You got no earthly use for that. But I slipped out the kitchen door, saddled up the swayback mule, cinched her tight and swung on board. Rode off like a drunken fool. Rode right on off the world, just like it never mattered none. There wasn't nothing but me and the hurt and the biting cold and the heft of that gun and the pocket of a sheepskin coat. Moonlight in a madman's eye. For the unfairness of it all, surely something had to die. My fields are empty now. My ground won't take the plow. It's washed down to gravel and stones. It's only good for burying bones. And the flash was the last I saw of the world when it was still right. I didn't watch him fall. I knew I'd hit him good, twice in the chest without a thought. Turned the mule towards the county seat like I knew I ought.
fields are empty now. The ground won't take the plow. It's washed down to gravel and stones. It's only good for burying bones. My fields are empty now. The ground won't take the plow. It's washed down to gravel and stones. It's only good for burying. Comes to visit, just nothing I can say. We sit here of an afternoon till it's time for her to go away. She rides home on that same mule that brought me to this place. Don't know how she even stands to look upon her daddy's face. He is more than just a decent man, best friend I ever had. When you're shooting at a coffee can, 38 don't kick that bad.
That was the 23-24 Songwriter of the Year, according to the Austinites. James McMurtry, my way of thinking, he may be the songwriter of every year. His attention to detail, his storytelling, his examination of the human condition, I guess. The song was Decent Man from his terrific album, Horses and the Hounds, released in 2021. Terry and I saw him at the Tractor during his tour in support of this album, and he was amazing, as all the songs on that album. He's son of Larry McMurtry, the author and screenwriter, and James's son, Chris, is a fine musician as well. Chris has played with his dad, and he fills in for James's Tuesday night solo residency at the Continental Club when James is on tour. Before James, we heard David Ramirez and The Bad Days from his EP, The Rooster, released in 2013. David was born in Houston, and he had a band there, but he went to Dallas for college. He had another band, but that was kind of pop, and he just didn't like it that much. He had three albums, but then he moved to Nashville to focus on acoustic music, and then he left there for Austin. He toured a lot, and he cranked out two albums and two EPs, one of which was The Rooster, in the space of 5 years. He had a couple more albums. Then in 2017, his album moved more toward an indie rock influence. And in 2020, he dropped My Love is a Hurricane. That adds some R&B feel. A lot of changes for him. All of them are interesting. We will hear more from him in future shows. You are listening to the Austin Music Award winners on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. We are on your radio dial, 101.9 FM, and streaming here on the app. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. So we're going to turn to a kind of a fun song, I think, from the 23-24 blues winner, Carolyn Wonderland. And not really blues, but it's a good song. It's called Texas Girl and Her Boots.
Away one that hurt. I've got boots for the rain and boots for the mud. Boots that go dancing and boots that go thud. But the boots that leave me wanting more, they're my baby's boots tonight when they hit the floor. Texas girls, I swear, well, we've always got more than one pair. And this Texas girl fears no snake.
starting no fights. I've already sized you up, baby, and my boot fits just right. I got boots that made for marching, cause I seem to march a lot. And the boots I wear when drinking make me stand straight when I'm not. But the boots that leave me wanting more, they're my baby's boots tonight when they hit the floor. Texas girls, I swear, well, we've always got more than one pair. An occasion for every pair. Well, we've always got one more than one pair. I slip my boots everywhere. My boots. My boots. Everywhere.
Carolyn Wonderland and Texas Girl and Her Boots from Carolyn's 2021 album, Tempting Fate. This album came out after Carolyn spent 3 years as John Mayall's lead guitarist, the first and only woman to do so. And the song Texas Girl and Her Boots features Carolyn on guitar, naturally, with Bobby Perkins on bass, Kevin Lance on drums, Dave Alvin, who also produced this album, he's on rhythm guitar, and Marsha Ball on piano. Cindy Cashdollar is on some other cuts on the album, and so is Jimmy Dale Gilmore. It is a fine album. We're going to go out the door with another woman blues and rock and roll player, Sarah Brown, who is the 21-22 Bass Player Award winner. And I dip back into the Wayback Machine for this live performance with Sarah on bass and vocals, Angela Straley on vocals, Marsha Ball, whom we just heard on that last song, is on piano, and George Raines on drums, Kaz Kazimoff on sax, and Derek O'Brien on guitar. That's quite a lineup there, folks. Here's Sarah Brown and Bad Thing, and it's recorded live at Baden-Baden, Germany in 1991, right here on Boogie Back to Texas.
You do.
Sarah Brown on bass and vocals, Derek O'Brien on guitar, Marcia Ball on piano, George Raines on drums, and Angela Straley doing a little backup vocals there. That was a bad thing here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Having way too much fun tonight, and we will see you next week. Thanks for listening in.